last week on Married to the Games.
Hi, I'm Commander Shepard. I am a robot. I've been playing Mass Effect 2, and I really cannot stand his voice right now.
The company we were going to go through sucks. So.
There's your update.
Gosh, you're like, is that chest hair or Dorito crumbs?
Yeah, they're What's like that? They're like Teenage Mutant Ninja Toes.
Okay. All right.
Exactly. And for those kids that don't know, a library is a place that has a bunch of books and a Dewey Decimal System. What it is, it's them kids and wives and 9 to 5, but we are married to the game. 057, thank you guys for being here. It's your boy Gabriel Patillo with Tim Browder and Timothy Hall, of course, and as always, we talking life and games, games and life. We really appreciate you guys listening. Welcome to the show, our little podcast, our little space on the internet. We are very, very happy to be here. Router.
Yes, my man.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Last week, celebrated our 15-year anniversary.
That's right.
So this past weekend, we just kind of, we laid low, and we, my wife surprised me. We ended up going to the Hutton Hotel for a night, and we got like this king suite, and for those of you who don't know, the Hutton Hotel is kind of a newer, swankier hotel in off of Broadway near downtown.
And, Nashville, yeah.
Yes. And so we like got room service, drank some champagne, and slept great.
<'Cause>, I know, that's right.
We left Piper with Grandma and Grandpa, and we were like, peace, we're out.
That's incredible.
So,
and we about this thing peace.
We about this thing peace. So, yeah, it was
hashtag
great.
We about this thing peace.
Exactly. So, like I said, we were supposed to go to this resort right outside of Atlanta called Barnsley Gardens. Originally, that was the intent for this whole weekend. And they had a wedding and they were booked. And, of course, they call me on Thursday saying, hey, we have availability now. And I was like, nah, we're good. So we just decided not to. So we stayed at the Hutton Hotel. And then on Saturday, we took Piper down to Chattanooga to the aquarium. So
that's right. How was that?
It was great. It was we had a nice like family weekend. I didn't work, and it was just great just to be together and hang out. So we had a really good time. So
beautiful.
So yeah, it's been good. So now I'm just back in the swing of things with work. I am all in with Mass Effect 2 right now. I am all in. Like at the start, I'm like, okay, where's this going? But now, like, there's just so many stories. There's so many little missions, so many things to do, and I'm all about it now. It's just so good. So
nice.
Still can't stand his voice, but yeah. I've completely overcome that now, and it's gotten to the point where it's not bothering me as much. There's like a few words or phrases that he'll say, but like, oh, come on, dude, you could have done better than that. But yeah, I am really, really all in with this game. So it's huge, man. It is a massive game. So
right.
So I am I'm trying. I got some good hours in this weekend because Lauren actually ended up. After we came back from our great family vacation, Lauren had a last minute project she had to do at work. So she was up late and she went to the store while I was here with Piper, and I put Piper to bed, and I had like 3 hours of just pure unadulterated Mass Effect 2-ness.
Shut up.
So I put it down, and it was great. So
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I really am. And like I said last week, like I'm not a huge space gamer. Like I said, Dead Space is definitely up there with me. This is by far one of the best space games I've ever played. And it's just great just because there's so much story to it. And there's just a ton of stuff you can do, too. Like I'm upgrading the crap out of everything. And it's really, really cool. So, yeah, I'm all in with Mass Effect and loving it. So it's been good stuff. And we can, I'm sure we'll get the big old elephant out of the, in the room, i.e. Watch Dogs. We'll have a discussion about that after our weekend update.
Oh yeah.
But, I was a little bummed about that, but we can talk more about that later.
There you go. Halsifer.
Yeah. So, thank goodness you let.
Okay.
That's funny.
Thank goodness you let Tim go first, man, because I had to finish my oatmeal.
Exactly.
Nice. You'd be like, Hall, Ward, we want.
Yeah, Krista and I, well, we go to bed at like 10 now and get up at somewhere between 6 and 7 and make breakfast before we both go to work.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Yep. Breakfast is my favorite. I love it.
Yep.
I can definitely tell that you've changed your lifestyle in that way, because every time you guys join the hangout, it used to be like, Router used to be like, oh, yes, yes, y'all. How y'all party people doing? And me and Hall were like, I can't sleep, Mick. Cut me, Mick.
Oh, that's so
and
funny.
And now Hall's like, hey, guys. I'm like, oh, crap.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm the last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, but you've always been a night person, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
So it's just
you kind of have to be.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
You're forced into it, but that's funny.
Sorry, Hall.
That's all good. This weekend we went to the Bluegrass Festival in East Tennessee. It's actually called like the Appalachian Homecoming Festival.
Uh huh.
Man. There are some really good up-and-coming bluegrass bands.
Have you been to the one in Franklin? Have you been to that one before?
That happens. Think so.
It happens in July, which is always super hot, and it's on a weekend. It's usually like the last weekend in July, and it's I think Bluegrass on the Harpeth. And man, I'm with you, dude. You think bluegrass is all just a bunch of whatevers? But there are some talented people.
Yeah, they're definitely. Well, we went to the. Show and it was 3 days long. We only went for one day. We went out there with Krista's grandparents, and like some of the first acts and stuff, they were pretty talented, but then these guys got up there towards the end and they were just unbelievable.
That's so cool.
And they really, like, a lot of them are getting more modern with their lyrics and stuff, and they're kind of becoming mainstream bluegrass bands, and these guys just tour the country all year long.
Are they talking about twerking?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yes. Miley Cyrus was right there.
Yeah, all like break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, twerk for me, mama, twerk for me, sister.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can't knock bluegrass, man. It's like it's one of those things where if you live around here, especially, you really start to respect how amazing some of these people are, mm-hmm. and how talented they are. I mean, I think the common person thinks it's just like some honky tonks, whatever. But man, it's pretty incredible.
Well, most of them, have been playing instruments since forever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So they're amazing at their instruments.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then I was going to work someday last week, and I heard on the radio it was like some allergy commercial. They were like, "Hey, don't take those allergy shots. Come and get allergy laser surgery or something weird."
What?
I'm in.
So I was just bringing it up to you.
Is it approved by the government? I'm in.
It's some kind of thing. No, they got their approval during the shutdown, so.
Oh, nice.
But it's some kind of thing. They were like, let us, come in here and we'll shoot you with a laser or something, and then you'll never have allergies again.
Okay. I'll try it.
Maybe they just mean they're going to kill you, so you'll never have allergies again.
Come on in, and you don't come out.
That is crazy.
That's so funny.
It's down in Franklin, so you're going to have to... I can't remember the name of the place, but...
I'll have to look into it. That sounds very interesting.
It's really weird.
I mean, I think the shots are helping me, but it's such a slow process. I'm very curious what they are claiming they can do that's different.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Because you can't just shock your body into be like, okay, you're not allergic to this anymore.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's so funny.
Maybe it was fake. I have no clue.
I appreciate you thinking about me, though. That's awesome.
Hey, I couldn't not think about you because they made it a point to keep talking about the shots. Like, you're like, don't get the shots anymore. You don't have to worry about the shots.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's too crazy. Good. And I was like, well, wait, Router's never going to level up if he doesn't take his shots.
Dude, I'm always I am level up. I'm at gold level now. It's pretty awesome.
That's
I'm big timing with
you
my shots.
You hit the level cap on the shots?
No, well, I got one more level to go. I have a little more XP to do, and then I'll be good to go.
Jeez Louise.
Are you still playing Diablo 3? Not to change the subject or anything?
I didn't get any time to play it this past week, but mostly I've been playing XCOM on the iPad.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, you picked it up while it was on sale.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Okay. How is it?
So you played the console version too, so which one's better?
Still got to go with the console version. Even though they did things for touch, it's not as intuitive as it should be, I don't think. Especially for, like, moving dudes around. Like, you would think that, you would think that on the iPad it would be a lot easier to move people around.
Right.
Really, it's not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Huh.
That is weird.
Because, like, when you're trying to pick a place for a person to move, sometimes you'll end up just, like, moving the map and stuff. It's just real weird. Yeah, sure. And it's a testament to how good that game is that it crashes after every single mission, and I still play it.
It does?
It crashes, like, constantly.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's insane.
And you have the new iPad Mini, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I have the iPad Mini. I have the latest version of iOS 7, which is, like, 7.0.2. So, first things first, in order to get the game to even go, I had to disable Game Center.
Oh,
I don't know
Lord.
What's up with that.
Oh, my Lord.
And then, like I said, it just crashes constantly. It'll crash in mission even. So I have to save it very often.
Oh, my God.
That sucks. How much did you pay for it?
$10.
Oof.
Yeah, so.
Which is a lot for an iOS game, yeah, but it's not a lot for XCOM.
No. But you would think that they would patch that, or there would be some sort of bug. I mean, do they allow you to report it? Or does it just
There's not anything in game. It's already been reported because I actually couldn't get it started. So we were like, on the way to the festival, and I was like, cool, I'll just open it up and play some XCOM. And I couldn't get the game to start at all. Like, it would go to, I think, like, the first game screen, and before jumping into the mission, like, it would just crash every time.
Wow. That sucks.
I had to go and figure out how to get around that, and that was basically on the 2K forums. People were like, oh, just disable Game Center, and it works. And then, like, you keep playing, and it just keeps crashing, and I went back to the forum, and they're like, oh, yeah, but it crashes a lot. So
what the heck?
Wow.
I don't understand. I mean, maybe that game is just too much for the iPad.
Could be. But that Mini's got a nice little processor in it, so it should be able to...
Oh, the game runs pretty good. I mean, there are only some instances where it slows down a little.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I know they had they didn't have the actual team handle the port. It was handled by, I think, 2K China, I think. Like, they've got a little Chinese development studio. And... I mean, they were probably going in there into somebody else's code and somebody else's game and just trying to figure things out and reverse engineering. Huh. So I can see why it would be a little janky, I guess.
Hmm. That's still frustrating for $10.
It is, but I mean, I just want a working copy. Like, I don't care that I paid $10. Just patch it, fix it.
Yeah. I think you love the portability of it too, where you can just grab your iPad and just go.
It sucks you in. I'm serious. Yep. Like, even if you've played the game before, so awesome.
Yeah, I have it downloaded because we got that for FREE with PlayStation Plus. I'm chomping at the bit to play that game, but I know as soon as I do, I'm gonna get so hooked.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
the only reason I didn't download it for my iPad was because I was like, okay, I just beat this game twice.
Right.
On my PlayStation. So,
Does anybody know if the Enemy Unknown or the Enemy Within expansion thing is going to have, like, basically a new story or something?
Is it an expansion or a sequel?
Well, I keep I keep hearing mixed things about it. I keep hearing that, oh, it's just character customization, nothing else. And then some people say, no, it's supposed to be like an expansion, like a new missions or something like that. And I'm like, eh, well, what is it exactly?
You know? I thought that's what... That's really weird.
I mean, it almost seems like it would be just a... Not like a Game of the Year edition, but similar to one, because they, in order to re-release it, they have to put it with the game, like the actual game itself, in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just weird. Because, like, they can't make it DLC. It's too big.
Huh. Right, right.
I don't understand it.
It's interesting. I don't know.
Somebody will understand it and set us straight.
Yes, set us straight, peoples.
Gabe.
So, yes, hi.
Why are you tired?
Dude, I had a freaking night and a half last night. I have been doing good. I feel like a lot has happened, but I don't want to take up too much time. But so there's a thing called the Dove Awards that Christian music has. It's like our version of the Grammys kind of thing. And those were last night. And so and we performed at them. Which was awesome. You'll be able to see it on television next week. I don't know what channel or anything, but I'll tweet it out when it's coming up. And so we performed at that, and it was really cool because Toby was up for a bunch of awards, and of course he won a bunch of awards, but the big one that he was up for was Artist of the Year. And he told us, because we kicked the show off, so we were the first thing, and he goes, hey guys, I don't know if anybody's staying to watch the whole show, but if I win Artist of the Year, I would love if you guys would come on stage with me, you know, my band. And we're like, sure. And you got to understand, like, the last 5 years or something, he hasn't won Artist of the Year. And so, you know, we're sitting there and the time comes and we like go down there and, you know, from our seats and go backstage and kind of waiting. And he freaking won it. And it was incredible. And
that's so cool.
And he seemed really like happy about it and stuff like that. And the first thing he said when he got on stage was like, you guys stayed. And we were like, yeah, we stayed. And so a bunch of us stayed. And so it was a really cool thing. And he was like, all right, we're celebrating, we're going out. And so we went to like this place that's like membership only and whatever, some swanky situation that I'd never been to, obviously. We were there and we're just sitting with people. We're talking. They're ordering sushi. We're having some drinks. And my wife. So we're I'm talking to some people. I'm talking to some people from Toby's label, Goatee Records. And Jenny hits me on the shoulder. I was like, yeah. She goes, babe, it's 1 a.m. We got to go. And I was like, oh, crap, because Jenny's mom and little sister had been watching Amara. And of course, Amara sleeps, so they're just, you know, at the house. But like, you know, it's a school night and Jordan's got to get up. And so like I'm driving home and I was like, babe, I cannot wait to sleep in tomorrow. Oh, gosh, I have my podcast tomorrow. And it's just how things go with me. So anyway, from getting back, telling her mom the story, me writing my stories down that I, you know, sent myself, you know, throughout the week and everything like that. And then we finally get in bed and I look over just in time to see the clock say 3:03. And I was like, whoo, this is going to be quick.
So, this is going to hurt.
Yeah. So it
There's
literally
nothing
felt
worse
like,
than taking a nap when you need to sleep.
Oh, you aren't lying.
No. I'm with you.
Oh, that's the perfect way to put it. So that was an awesome night last night, and
cool.
Big ups to my boss Toby Mack. It was freaking great.
Congratulations, man. That's so awesome.
Yes, it was cool.
Now you can take a nap for like the next 20 minutes.
Exactly.
We got you, bro. We got you.
And then on the gamer side of things, I freaking beat Beyond Two Souls
in like 5 seconds. It's like you tweeted it one day and then the next day you're like done. I'm like, dude, what the heck? Yeah. I knew it was short. I knew it was like, it's only 10 hours or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a long game.
That's so funny.
So that was a cool experience. You definitely have to know what you're getting into going in. We've said that before. But there was times that I felt like it was I said it. Ed was texting me the other day. He was like, "How was Beyond?" And I was like, "It was good." And I said, "It was a little long for how short it was." If that makes any sense.
Interesting. Like, it dragged.
There was little portions of it because you can't. You got to remember, there's no like run. So anytime you're walking Ellen Page around, you're just walking, unless the scene calls for you to run. So you can't like quickly do anything.
You can't speed things up.
Yeah, if that makes sense. Like, I remember, you know, and so for me, that kind of likes to treasure hunt in games like that, like Last of Us and stuff. I like to like walk around behind stuff, see if there's anything I'm supposed to be getting and stuff like that. Dude, that's out the window because you're walking everywhere. So you're like, man, I should just move the story ahead because I don't want to go check all the way over there for something because it takes forever.
Wow.
You know, and there are stuff that there is things that you can collect during the game.
Okay, so then do you get why the reviews were all over the place?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean it totally makes sense to me. And I can see why people gave it like amazing scores, and I could definitely see why people were like, "Ugh, this game." You know, because it does feel like it can be like you're, you know, I don't know, that you're, it's just so slow paced at some points and you're like, man, I want to just do this quickly, or, you know, I want to move the story along. Another thing is they have a lot of choices.
Oh, wow.
About her answers, you know, when she's talking to people. And it's funny because I found myself, you know, they would say you can tell the truth or you can lie. And I found myself telling the truth a lot at the beginning of the game because you don't know anything about this girl. And the timeline jumps around. The whole thing is on a timeline and there's a bunch of events, but they jump from, you know, childhood to adolescence to her being an adult. And so, and they jump around. And so I just wanted to know who she was. Like, you don't get a lot of who she is or what she's going through the story. You get it through some when she's telling people. And so even though in instances where I felt like, man, I should probably lie to this character or evade the question, but I want to know who she is too, so I might as well tell the truth so I can hear her say it out loud. You know, so there was one point where you're talking to this guy and you say, you know, there's this entity that I've been tied to since from birth. And, you know, and I told her to tell the truth to this guy that, you know, she just met at this party, which I wouldn't really have her tell the truth to this guy. But I wanted to know what she was going to say. And then like two answers later, you can say that you were kidding. And so I used that out because he starts treating you really weird. But, and so it was, you know, it was a good game. Ellen Page killed it.
I was going to say, how was the voice acting? Really good.
I mean, cause you got to imagine with having all those different options and the scene being able to play out so many different ways, how much work had to have gone into doing that. I mean, you know, Commander Shepard, you're in the midst of playing it, or The Walking Dead. And, you know, Walking Dead, you can go a different storyline for, you know, two different storylines for a while, where this doesn't go that drastic. But, you know, there's still a lot of acting that has to go into it, and a lot of voice acting that's got to go into it. And so, you know, Ellen Page killed it. And, it's weird to say you're proud of someone. I don't know her or anything like that, but it's just cool to see Hollywood do something like this, because number one, they're going to be excellent because she's a great little actress. Willem Dafoe is freaking Willem Dafoe. And then the guy, I actually forget his name. I should have looked it up, but the guy that plays her caretaker, like in the beginning, this is a black guy. He does really, really good as well. Like,
I thought
he killed it too. So there wasn't any dips in quality as far as that came, you know, outside of, you know, like the people on the outskirts, but like the core people were all really, really well done.
Huh.
So
very
cool. Beyond Two Souls in the books.
I watched the Giant Bomb quick look of it, and it was really weird to see those actors like, as young people, like they could make them young because it was, you know, they were computer generated. So I wonder if they ever showed like Willem Dafoe, they're like, "Here's you as a youngin." He's like, "Whoa."
It was crazy.
Yeah. And when I saw that scene with him, I was like, "You got to be kidding me. That's crazy."
Like they have Ellen Page in there as like a 7-year old or whatever.
I know.
And it really looks like you're like, man, that could be Ellen Page at 7, you know?
Wow.
I wonder if they like showed him and they're like, hey, look at this.
Like, I wonder if they like, if Ellen Page had to bring in like kid pictures of herself or if they just handled it.
I imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine they didn't.
It was awesome.
Was the, anyway. I had a question real quick. Was the jumping around on the timeline thing, was it like really cool or was it just, did it feel just kind of, you know, handed to you like it wasn't really well thought out? You know what I mean? Like, was there a good reason to jump around?
Well, in the beginning of the game, she talks about her memories being jumbled up in her head in the intro. And so I think that's why they did it. They could have done it chronologically and you probably would have understood it a little bit better. But it kind of was cool knowing where you were going. You're like, okay, this is between what I just did and what I did yesterday. And so you're like, okay, this is kind of cool. And you had to really think about, okay, where is this in her life for it to make sense? And for me, it just like stretched my brain a little bit more and like just kind of worked that muscle.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of cool in that way. Because for me, I thought it was cool. I know a lot of people were like, I wish we could just play this chronologically. But for me, I was like, to have to re-remember the missions that I did, you know, before and after whatever this event was about to take place, I was like, oh, okay, cool. So this is before this. But okay, cool. I can like put it into context.
That's cool. You know that I mean? It does tie in as random as it is. It does tie into everything, and you.
Yeah, it was cool. I thought it was
to remember that.
Well done. And I think it would have been. I think in the if they would have done it chronologically, I'd have been like, oh, okay with the levels with being seven. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, four, five, six levels as being a kid.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think I'd have been over it. So it was nice to jump. I thought it was nice to jump around.
Okay. Well, then it seems like a smart decision that they made then. Because I was curious about it because a lot of people, like you had said, you know, were kind of iffy about the whole jumping around thing. I didn't know.
Yeah, I would think that would confuse me a little bit and kind of get me like, huh, okay, well, this is going this way. You know, I don't know what context I'm getting into, but it seems like it worked, though.
Yeah, it forces you to pay attention. Good. And a lot of people I know a lot of people I know play video games and they'll just, you know, as it's coming, you know, go up and take a break on a loading screen. But the loading screen was the timeline. And telling you what you were about to do and what the mission was called or what the, you know, whatever this section was called. And I know that I looked away once. I think I was doing something with Amara or something and looked back and the level just started. And I was like, ah, crap, where am I? You know what I'm saying?
So gotcha.
It gave you that sense of like, hey, pay attention. Take this all in because it's going to matter.
That's cool. You
know? Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah. Router, do what you do, Jack.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's do this. New releases this week. Episode 1, The Wolf Among Us is out and about. I am downloading that as soon as we're done here.
Yeah.
Episode 1 is called Faith. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about this, the next Telltale games. So I cannot wait to play this, but I'm also kind of torn because I really want to finish Mass Effect 2 as well.
But you know, this is only going to be like 20 minutes long.
It could be, yeah.
It's really short.
I'm just going to go ahead and get the season pass anyway, because I did that for The Walking Dead and it was great.
You know what's funny about this game? None of us would be talking about this if Walking Dead wasn't incredible.
That's exactly right.
Because Back to the Future came out. We really, you know what I'm saying? That didn't stir your thing up for Telltale.
I'm going to say Jurassic I played Park. A little bit of Back to the Future and I don't know if I really enjoyed it.
You know what's funny? I didn't hate it, and I thought the guy that did Marty McFly's voice was incredible.
Oh, he was dead on.
Oh, my gosh. For that being
great.
Michael J. Fox, he killed that. But I'm the same with you. Like, I played it for a second and then was like, okay, I played, like, the free episode and moved on.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I think it has to be, you know, it has to be an interesting story, too. Like, Back to the Future it's a cool movie, but I don't know if I need to play the game.
Sure.
Right. Once you've seen the movie, it's like, do you need to play the game?
Yeah.
Well, I know they did some new things with the story, but
right, exactly.
I don't know. The Walking Dead hooked me right away.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, is the first episode of this game free? I talked to my boy Ed.
Yeah, I
think
couldn't
he
figure
said
that
he got
out
the first
if it was just
episode
a demo
for free.
Or an episode? I don't know.
Yeah, it might be the demo. I don't know. I haven't looked because, you know, I looked on, just on that what's new in the interface for PS3, because I would think that they would have an actual Wolf Among Us panel on there, but I didn't see it there because they're still pushing Amalur as the free PS Plus game.
Kingdoms of Amalur.
Thank you. Kingdoms of Amalur.
Amalur.
The chilling game.
So, yeah. Anyway, Wolf Among Us is now out. I know Xboxers got it, I think, last week or Thursday or Friday or something like that. So I'm excited to play this game. Speaking of Xbox, Xbox Live Gold subscribers for the month of October, Halo 3 is FREE.
Ooh, nice.
So that's awesome.
Especially, on the heels of Halo 4 being $10 on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Go buy Halo 4 for $10 and then play Halo 3 too.
Yeah. Shoot, that's a couple weeks right there of some good fun.
Oh, yeah.
So that's awesome. Couple other releases this week. Wipeout, Create and Crash for the Wii, Wii U, 3DS, and Xbox 360. Everybody get your shotguns out, people. Cabela's African Adventures is out for Xbox 360, Wii, and PS3.
I totally knew you were going to say a zombie game. Oh, gosh, that is so funny.
Yep. Let's do this. It's Cabela's African Adventures that just came out.
Zombie game, Cabela's African Zombies.
African Zombie Adventures.
Zombie Elephants. That would be
that
amazing.
That sounds good.
Zombie Elephants.
That's good. A couple other ones. Hometown Story for 3DS. Worms, the Revolution Collection for Xbox 360. Get your dancing hip-hop shoes on because Zumba Fitness World Party is out for the Wii U as well. Valhalla Knights 3 for the Vita. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Special Edition on Xbox Live Arcade.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry I keep interrupting, but I have to say this. And I bring up Ed again. But just happenstance, right? The Today Show sent a call out and said, hey, guys, we want you couples that, you know, if one of you wears something that the other one hates. So Ed Placencia's wife, Sarah, is a Zumba instructor. And she wears like these tie-dye, like MC Hammer pants, pretty much.
Totally. Like in living color, MC Hammer style pants. Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
And
they're awesome.
And he doesn't like them, I guess. And so she submits themselves, and they're getting flown to freaking New York today to be on the Today Show this morning.
Is that this morning? Or I think it's Thursday.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry. They're getting flown there today on Wednesday when we're recording this. And they'll be on the morning of tomorrow morning, Thursday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
But today when a lot of people listening to this.
I have it in my calendar, man. I can't wait. Ed, like, good luck. Ed and Sarah, good luck. It's so awesome.
Are they going to like bring them out there and they're going to like interview them?
Yeah, it's and like she's getting like a makeover at all this, like into some clothes that he'll like. It's incredible.
I think that's so great.
In mid-sentence, Ed should just be like marriedtothegames.com.
That's right. Dude, send that boy a shirt right now.
Doesn't he already have one?
He should.
He has to.
I don't know if he has one or not. I don't remember.
That's so funny.
Shoot, I'll drive up there and give it to him.
Isn't that crazy, though? He's going to be on the freaking Today Show. I can't wait to watch it.
That's so funny.
That's funny. I didn't know if you were going to mention that because I saw Zumba Fitness. I'm like, oh, Ed and Sarah, they're on the Today Show tomorrow, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
So perfect. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to him. So that's it for new releases. We got top selling games this week. Number 9 and 10, Madden NFL 25 for PS3 and Xbox 360. Number 8, our favorite, Minecraft. Number 6 and 7, FIFA Soccer 14 for Xbox and PS3. Number 5, The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker HD for the Wii U.
Oh, yes.
Number 3 and 4, the debut of NBA 2K14.
Oh,
so that came in 3 and 4, and the reason why, because number 1 and number 2, Grand Theft Auto 5,
exactly.
Once again, killing it as usual.
Like that game didn't make enough money already.
Right, exactly. I mean, they did another 531,000 units for the Xbox and another 392,000 for the PS3.
Oh my gosh.
This thing is going to be a beast. I would not be a bit surprised if it just maintains this probably up until Ghosts come out.
Yeah, you think that'll be the first thing to knock it off is Ghost?
I don't think Assassin's Creed 4 is going to knock it off.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean, shoot, if NBA 2K14 debuts at number 3 and number 4.
I know, that is crazy.
They did 335,000 for Xbox and 249 for PS3.
Which usually would take one or two.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, because the next one down from them, it did 152,000 units, and that was The Legend of Zelda.
Wow.
So yeah, they would have been 1 and 2 if it hadn't been for GTA 5.
That is crazy.
Yep. Nuts.
Hall.
And that was, so that was it for the week ending October 5th for those top selling games.
Sweet. Halsifer.
You want to talk about Watch Dogs? Because I have a theory about it.
We might as well talk about it.
Yeah,
let people know what's going
on.
Watch Dogs got delayed until spring 2014.
Yep.
That's crazy. It was supposed to be out next month.
Next month.
That's a big pushback. And I think the thing that pushed it back, honestly, is probably GTA.
Really?
I'm not thinking like necessarily that it because it's a sales leader, but maybe GTA 5 came out because Rockstar is really good about keeping their games a secret. That's why everybody's kind of shocked when something comes out and it has all these features that they've never looked at before. You know what I mean? Or they've never seen. I just think that there was something about that game, something about the polish of it, that when the Watch Dogs developers saw it, they were probably like, well, we kind of need to tweak some of this stuff or else people are going to compare our game to their game.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Well, function-wise.
IGN did talk to the CEO, and because I think they listened in on their weekly conference call. So some interesting things, though, about Ubisoft is this year, their numbers for Splinter Cell and Rayman 3 were they didn't meet their expectations. So a lot of people are thinking that this might be a financial thing, that they want to have a better start. Their fiscal year starts in March of 2014, so they probably want to start 2014, right? But he actually did say that they really want to launch this as a franchise. So this could be like the next Assassin's Creed franchise, and they said they want to start and make this as perfect as possible.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's a cloak. I don't know if that's a cloak for anything, but I mean that's cutting it short. If you want to make this perfect and you're out a month and then you decide to release it for another 5-6 months,
oh my gosh,
that seems a little drastic. And I don't know if it's desperate or not, but you know who knows. It stinks because I have it pre-ordered, and it's funny that you know. I got an email from Best Buy when I pre-ordered The Last of Us saying it was delayed. Still haven't gotten that for the Watch Dogs yet. Granted, it was only announced yesterday, so maybe they're collecting all their emails and data and sending it out. But I haven't gotten an email from Best Buy saying, hey, your pre-order's been delayed.
That would have been funny if you would have got the email, you tweeted about it, and then somebody wrote a story. Tim Router from Married to the Games confirmed.
I was waiting. when I tweeted that yesterday, I'm like, I wonder if somebody's going to pick this up.
Right, right.
I am famous, you know.
That was hilarious.
I always think, you know, we did go through this slightly with The Last of Us. We were so excited about it coming out and got pushed back like 2 or 3 months. And but we had obviously Tomb Raider at the time to hold us over. But I just remember, I mean, 5 months is a long time.
Yeah,
it might be something. It might be that something's broken. Like that's what I'm thinking. Like if a game takes 2 years to make, and they say, "Hey, it's coming out on this day," and then that day's coming, and they say, "Oh, we need another 5 months." It feels like something's more serious than just their fiscal calendar. I could
honestly
be wrong.
No, I think you're onto something. I think it could be because of the next gen dev kits, because they're constantly changing. Because I'm sure once these next gen consoles are starting to come out, there's probably been some tweaks to the dev kits that they've done to kind of, you know, make sure that they've got all their ducks in a row, or maybe they forgot something, who knows. But you might be onto something that you know, I think it could definitely be something, probably not with our current gen consoles, but it may have to do with the next gen consoles, that there's some extra steps that need to be taken, or I don't know, something like that. But that is drastic. And you know, it's funny because since, what was it, E3, like they've been showing at all these different conventions, they've been showing the same stuff. Like we haven't seen a whole lot of new information, and you would think a month out that we get to really start seeing some gameplay, and they kept it on lockdown. So there's definitely something going on.
Yeah. My biggest fear is like, and this is why they have them, but like, I remember when I was getting walked around Sucker Punch by my boy Jason, you know, you have a whole, you know, there was like 8 people just playing Infamous, you know, Second Son, trying to break it. You know what I mean? The testers.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just imagine that one guy. I always think of things really dramatic. Like this guy's playing it and something happens and he's just like, his hands shaking as he like slowly raises it. Not that they raise their hand because somebody's watching them, yeah. But like, you know, it's like, this is not working. And it like sends this like thing through the company. They're like, oh my gosh, this whole section of the game is broken. We need 5 months to fix it. It could be just their money thing. And like, hey, let's start next fiscal year off great. We have,
well, and you got Ghosts coming, which is going to take over. Ghosts will definitely knock off GTA 5 at that point. I mean, there's still some third and fourth quarter heavy hitters.
Yeah.
So I think they're kind of smart in doing that, because in the springtime, you know, it's a little bit softer of a release date for a lot of these new games. So they may be smart, and they're just trying to maximize their money for this because they want to build this as a franchise. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But you know what? If that's what it takes, I guess I can wait. I've got enough games that I can play to hold me over till then anyway.
I think it's smart because all the parents going to the stores and buying their kids games, they're all going to be ushered towards the games that they've heard about, Call of Duties, Grand Theft Autos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they're going to, it's really, I would think it would be really hard to release a new series at
right
the end
before
of the
Christmas.
Year.
Yeah. Because they're going to be
Assassin's
bombarded.
Creed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and we also have next gen consoles coming out too. So there's a lot of,
gosh, yeah.
There's a lot of distraction. So that, you know what, I'm not mad at them for it at all. I think, we've said this before with The Last of Us, I'd rather have them get it right and get it as perfect as they think it can be, so that it's more enjoyable for the gamer to play.
Right.
So I'm all for it. If that's what it takes, that's fine.
Yeah. Better to be better later than awful right now.
Exactly.
So you know how we always talk about these Pulse Elites and how much we love them.
How much I still need to buy them.
Please haul.
Yeah, I still need to get some. I keep getting to the point where I'm like not justifying it. It's like the air conditioning in my Saturn. Like I keep saying like at the beginning of the summer, I'm like, yeah, I should probably fix it. And then by the end of the summer, I'm like, I'm not going to fix it. This car was $900.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good point. So. All right. You sound like something's up.
Well,
so hit
the
hit
thing
us.
That frustrates me is that they're Sony product. You know what I'm saying? They're not like some third party thing that works with your PlayStation.
Right. Right.
These jokers are not going to work with the PS4 at launch.
Wait, I thought they were supposed to.
They're going to. And it's funny how Sony has always worded stuff is like, yeah, the Pulse Elites will work for the PS4. Not at launch.
At some time.
But will work.
Oh, man.
And so it sucks, but they did say, hey, we are going to do an update that is going to have them working.
Right. So, but the question is when.
Right. Number one. Yeah. And so, but the Turtle Beach, you know, Turtle Beach, the other big company that does, you know, headphones and everything like that, they have a model called the PX4 and PX4.
Right. And, not PS4.
Yeah. And it
Ooh,
will
smart.
Work day one on the PlayStation. I just thought it was a little lazy of Sony, honestly, to tell you the truth. I was like, this is your product. It's like Honda making an engine and being like, hey, don't go throwing these in cars now. We don't, these engines don't work with these cars.
Right.
It's your engine in your car.
So here's my question, though. Is Sony trying to push another headset that's more specific for the PS4? Or
I have no idea. I mean, they're coming, you know, all of them are coming with little earbud, but those are, I think, wired, aren't they?
Oh, please. Come on, you can't touch the Pulse Elites.
Trust me, you know I know that, Jack.
Earbuds cannot touch that. And Hall, you would know if you purchased them, I'm just saying. But
yeah. Well, I see, but I can play louder than you guys, so I'm like, I always end up just being like, I'll just turn the TV up.
Exactly. That's true.
There's nothing better though, man. It's
I'm
so good.
Sure.
But
it's just hard to justify it when I got speakers.
I know.
Exactly.
Coming out at me.
And you're an audio guy, so I totally get it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good.
Gabe, I hope that for your sake, because you're going to be our first PS4 tester, I hope that update comes sooner than later.
Me too, boy.
Otherwise, you're just going to be sitting there
I need it to be like day three, the day I'm picking up my PS4.
I can't imagine that, like, it can't be, it's a Sony product. It can't be that difficult to patch it or have some sort of an update. Or it could just be a firmware update. I don't know.
It's just interesting that out the box, like, I would use this time to re-promote the Pulse Elites. You know how many people don't even know what they are?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah,
I'm
they
talking
are
about
missing
at
an
game stores. At, yeah. You know, in the gaming section of Best Buy or in the gaming section of Target. You know, I'm like, hey, do you guys have the Pulse Elites? You know, because I keep losing the USB dongle that goes with it.
You do?
I've lost it twice.
Oh, that's awesome.
I bought the heads. This is how much I like them because I'm a cheap guy. You guys have heard me on the Twitter and trying to get my Vita and trying to, you know, makeshift it all together so I can get a cheap one. And
Duct tape.
Exactly. It fixes everything. But so the Pulse Elites only, you know, work wirelessly with the USB dongle. Lost my first one on the road. I was like, shoot. Got so worked up about it. I was like, I have to have it because they're amazing headphones. I have to have them back. So I find a guy on Craigslist who's selling his Pulse Elites for $60. The, you know, the headphones are $150. And I was like, hey, can I buy those from you? He was like, sure. So buy them for $60 and sell. I sold just the headset because the headset still gets, you know, $35, $40 on eBay, just the headset alone.
Oh, wow.
And so bought the thing, sold the headset. All gravy, got my USB stick, lost it.
Oh, man.
On the road. And like when I lost it the second time, I wish I was on the Truman Show and people could have seen the disappointment in myself. It was like when you get finished eating a meal that you're like, I shouldn't have ate all that. It's right. Like how disappointed I was in myself. I was like, I cannot believe I lost that thing again.
That's so awesome.
I was so mad.
I can see, because you travel with it, I can see how you've lost it.
Yeah, and it's just like this small USB stick, like the size of, you know, a USB stick you would use to throw some information.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Mine hasn't left the PS3 since I plugged it in. It's just been sitting there like, what's up?
I'm here. I wish.
I'm not going anywhere.
And so I got on eBay the other day and this guy was selling these torn apart Pulse Elites and they're like, I mean, the parts are all over the place and he took a picture of it and he's selling it. Hey, broken headsets for pieces for, you know, if you need parts. And I see in the midst of all this junk, a USB stick.
Nice.
And you got to understand, do you know how much these USB sticks go on eBay if you sell them by themselves? $60.
Wow.
And so I'm like, I don't have $60 to go out and buy just the USB stick again. So I email the guy. Nobody's bidding on this thing. I email the guy. I was like, so this comes with a USB stick? He was like, it does come with one. And I was like, okay. So I bid on it, and I think because the picture is so distracting, and then he used my question in like the description. Oh yeah, it comes with a USB transmitter. I was like, ah, crap. Now that the price is going to get run up, I shouldn't even ask the question.
Yeah.
But I did buy it for $22.
Nice.
And so I got a bunch of Pulse Elite crap coming to my house, but it will include a USB transmitter.
Gabe is now a chop and shop for the Pulse Elite.
Seriously,
like,
Gabe.
What do you need, man?
You could have bought like a Vita and a half by now.
Yeah.
No, because I've really only spent $80 extra.
Over the 150.
Over the 150.
Yeah, but I don't remember if I bought... Did I buy the original ones for $150? I bought the original ones for cheap as well, but...
That's so funny.
Anyway, you're
welcome
exactly right.
To the Pulse Elite
Gabe's
Shop
like,
Shop.
All right, I'm looking for a Vita with a crack in it, and the back panel doesn't work, and one of the buttons are missing. What can I find here? How much am I looking at?
Yep.
So true.
Hey, can you throw
when
in
it
the
comes
duct tape?
To, when it comes to Pulse Elites, man, he's like, all right, I got to have like five backup USB sticks.
Yeah,
I really do, because Sony doesn't sell them separately. And so,
that's,
you know,
so
I called
awesome.
Sony and everything like that. They were like very unhelpful. I mean, it was the worst. They were like, we don't sell it. I was like, they have to be somewhere.
You got any back in the storage somewhere?
Come on,
they
help
like,
a brother out.
We make one for every pair of headphones we
That's
make.
That's right.
Yeah,
that
but yeah, exactly. But the thing probably costs 2 cents to make that USB transmitter. Anyway.
That's
but
so
I digress.
Funny.
Back to the news. So they won't be working at launch PS4. Turtle Beach PX4 will work day one. Little Angry Birds news. They got a movie coming out. I think we've talked about this before.
Is it animated?
It's no, it's live action.
Okay, great.
I'm just kidding. No, it's animated.
no, like it's going to be like, is it going to be cartoon animation or is it going to be all CG animated?
I mean, do we know that? I'd imagine CG.
I would too.
Because of the guys working on it. It's coming out July 2016 is what they have it slated for.
What?
What?
I know.
By then, everybody's going to be like Angry Birds, what?
Exactly. I don't know.
I wonder.
Well, so here it goes. So a guy named Cadis, and he worked on Wreck-It Ralph, Tangled, Bolt, Tarzan, Mulan, and a guy named, oh gosh, here I go, Fergal? Riley?
Fergal?
Urkel?
Did you just say Urkel?
Did I do that?
F-E-R-G-A-L. How would you say that?
I think Fergal.
Fergal? I don't know. Riley? Yeah. Anyway, he worked on Smurfs, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Spider-Man 2. So, I mean, like, Spider-Man 2, sorry.
Spider-Man 2.
They are co-directing the Angry Birds movie. And so they've been a part of huge movies, you know, so hopefully it'll be good. And the only reason I think that it could stay in pop culture is December 11th, I think it is. Did I really not write it down? Oh, here it is. Yeah. December 11th, Angry Birds is having a thing called Angry Birds Go! Exclamation point come out, and it's a carding game, and it actually looks really fun. Granted, it's for the iOS, Android, Windows phones, BlackBerry 10, but it's going to be a carding game. It's going to use the Hasbro telepad, kind of like, you know, think Skylanders, and it's going to be free. And so I think that they might find a way to kind of stay woven in our culture over the time. Because if the cart game takes off, let's say it's great, which I can't stand carting games on the iPad, but let's say they just continually do good ideas. You know, we still talk about them. Star Wars, Star Wars 2, you know, people still download them by the millions. And so maybe it'll hold us over.
I tell you what, if they keep doing free or 99-cent games on the iPhone and iPod Touch, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
I've seen so many kids that they're playing like free games or very cheap games on their iPod Touches.
Right.
And parents love it because it's, you know, they give them $50 and that lasts them a whole year.
Oh, I mean, yeah. More than that.
I did that for my nephew for his birthday. Yeah. That's what I gave him because he got an iPad. So I gave him iTunes and I just saw him the other day. I'm like, you know, how's it? Have you finished all of it? It's like, no, man, I still got a lot to go. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
I mean, you chip away $50, 99 cents at a time.
Yep.
And then you got people like us that's waiting for sales. You know what I mean? I mean, it, you know, you can take forever to go through $50. So
it's pretty unbelievable what they've done in the mobile game space.
It's crazy. It's awesome though.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, you know, and it could be one of those things that it's a good enough movie standalone that you don't need to know the game to take your kids to it. You know,
that's
what I mean?
A long time though.
I agree, but you know, these jokers take a long time to do, you know, animated movies.
Sounds like they got a big budget for this game or for this movie.
I mean, those two guys are, you know, they're not, you know, they're veterans.
Yeah.
You know, they're not doing it for $35,000.
Yeah.
From the creators of Shrek come.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. You know,
is DreamWorks doing this or who's doing this?
I want to say, was it Disney that's doing it?
Whole
no, wait, wow. Don't let, you know, Dave, whoa, don't take that as gospel.
whoa.
I don't think I wrote it down who's doing it, but anyway, I don't know.
If it's Disney, it will be huge.
It's not going to be Disney.
Can you imagine going to Disney World and seeing Angry Birds?
Oh my gosh.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be weird.
Those guys would never have to work again.
Nope.
Those birds
will never have
to hit any more pigs.
They're like, please, sir, I don't want to appear in any more games.
Golly. Okay. You have anything, Hall?
I think we should get to questions.
Okay.
I think you just hurt Gabe's feelings.
Just because we have a ton of questions.
Oh, that's right.
Actually,
that's right.
Real quick, something that I story came out that the next Mass Effect will not have Shepard, so Ryder will be happy.
No, just have a different voice actor playing Shepard.
Yeah,
I don't mind him, and I've got him upgraded like a beast right now, and I'm using that dragon armor. So he looks actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I used that the entire armor. Time.
Heck yeah, man, because I can't stand his face.
Yeah, I was going to say, I used it the entire time, and I only saw his face when I was on the ship.
You know what's weird? I never upgraded the armor.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
I didn't want to spend my money on it.
No, whatever.
I know.
Weird, right? There you go again, being all cheap in the
being
game.
Cheap. I'm like, can I get like half the armor?
I'll weld the rest of it.
Hey, let me get two legs and a breastplate. Let me get two legs and a breastplate.
That'll cost you one USB dongle, sir.
That's right.
Exactly. Oh man, you run a hard bargain, player. You run a hard bargain.
Anyway, about the game, they said that they're going to tell a story that doesn't relate to Shepard really at all. So they're saying it's not a spinoff. Maybe it's just a new trilogy that they're going to be working on.
So it's just by name?
Yeah.
Mass Effect?
I wonder, it'd be kind of cool if they just went back to, like, they make it a next-gen only title and just call it Mass Effect. Just start over. I mean, well, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Especially with all the heat they got from Mass Effect 3.
Right. Yeah.
They got the heat, but they supposedly made it right.
With all the DLC, they made it all right. And that's, when I get Mass Effect 3, I'll probably want to get the Game of the Year edition. Mm-hmm. If they even have it. Do they even have a Game of the Year?
Doesn't the trilogy comes with some stuff, I think.
Yeah. Either one, I want to make sure I get all the DLC, just because I want to play it raw without, you know, with the ending as it was originally, just to see how I would react, and then go and play the DLC.
I didn't feel like the ending was that weird, personally.
Okay.
Well, you guys know where to find us. Twitter.com/MTTGcast. Facebook.com/MarriedToTheGames. MarriedToTheGames.com. Please come check out the forums. We're still having a good time over there. It's been awesome. There's been some crazy deals popping up. We have a deals page on the forum, and some people have been posting some good stuff. There was an infamous one last week that was banging. It was like $39.99. You got both Infamous games and a blue controller.
Wow.
For $39.99. I mean, you can't just the controller for that. And you get both Infamous games, which were great. So come check that stuff out. My favorite video game memory. I'm going to start editing those pretty soon for the holiday season. So please continue to send those in. They've been awesome. I have a thread kind of explaining the whole situation, and I'll continue to post on Twitter reminding you guys to do that. Super easy. All we're looking for is for you to take your phone or take your laptop or whatever, record yourself saying, hey, my name is such and such, I'm from such and such, and my favorite video game memory is this. Try to keep it between 30 seconds and a minute. And we're going to splice them all together, put some of Hall's sexy music under it, and play it back for you guys so you guys can hear from other people in the community, hear what other people... And what I'm really hoping is that as you're listening to this segment, when we do it later this year, you go, oh, yeah, gosh, I remember that game, or, oh, man, that was a great, you know, this, that, and the other. And so hopefully we can connect with each other on that kind of level. And because I know everybody's not at the forums. Everybody's not on Twitter. Everybody's not on Facebook. And so we just want another way to combine everybody. And we feel like this is our little lighthouse, and this is what we'll do it from. So anyway, on to the questions.
First off, thanks to everybody. We got a lot of new people posting some questions. So I try to grab as many of them as possible. So thank you for the love. That's so awesome.
We got so many questions.
Yeah, it's great.
You guys are making me nervous. Like,
No.
Gabe, we got questions on questions.
That's right.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
That's right. So we'll start with Facebook. Garrett DeLozier. I bring him up because he just came back from his honeymoon.
Nice.
He just got married, so congratulations to you, Garrett. He said, got back from my honeymoon at Disney World. Where did you guys go for your honeymoon?
Oh, gosh. So, I don't want to even talk about it.
Well, Lauren and I, we ended up going to Hawaii. We spent 5 days in Kauai and 5 days in Maui, and it was freaking amazing.
Sweet.
So that's where we went.
Paul?
Same as Garrett. So, and we went to the beach a few days before, too. Like, we went down to, I think we went to St. Petersburg first.
Nice.
So, Florida.
Okay. Gosh. Router knows what's coming.
I love this.
I'll make it quick, though. Got married in San Diego. Had a resort booked in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, one of the top 10 beaches in the world.
Oh, cool.
A hurricane hits.
Oh, no.
So we don't get to go there. We have to go to the other side of Mexico to someplace else. We both get sick as dogs. Day one. Oh, no. I'm talking if there's a hole on your body, something's coming out of there. It was awful. So because of the hurricane, everybody had flocked to this side of Mexico. And so we get there. We're like, hi, we're the Patillos, the newly Patillos. Oh, you're so sweet. Did you finish my sentence? Oh, my gosh. And so we're still all in La La Land from getting married. They're like, oh, we don't have any rooms with a king size bed. We're like, okay, what about a queen size bed? No, we don't have any of those either. But you guys can sleep in this room with two double beds. I was like, this is my honeymoon. I've waited all these years. We get to the room.
If it makes you feel any better, our room had two queen beds.
Could you push them together?
No, there were two queen beds. We just slept in one of them.
See, ours was like two doubles. Anyway, we get there. It's humid as crap. We almost break our necks trying to step on the marble in the room because it was like wet. Everything was wet. Everything was wet. The toilet was not clean. There's hairs all over the place.
Oh my God.
It literally felt like sleeping in a sponge. Like the bed, all the sheets were damp. We cut it short. I called the travel agent. I was like, we can't stay. No, we can't stay here. Get me out of here. So we fly home. We stay there 2 days, fly home, spend $950 to get home.
Ugh.
So all the little money that we got at our little reception was blown in the first 3 days of being married. And we get to Nashville and we're like, you ought to drive to Atlanta. And so we just pack up the car and drive down to the W in Atlanta and stay one night. And my friends that live in Atlanta, they're like, you're coming to Atlanta? Oh my gosh, your honeymoon, blah, 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 blah. We're like, they're like, let us take you out to dinner. So we go to this place called, I don't remember what it's called, Seasons 52 or something like that. And couldn't eat a thing.
Ugh.
And they're like, hey, we'll pick it up because we each had a salad and a soup and just stared at it. That was my honeymoon. I'm glad you had a great one, Garrett.
He's not bitter or anything,
is he? Next question. Mexico ain't never seeing my black behind ever again.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever.
Okay.
That was so funny that, you were in that, lovey-dovey first married stage, and you both got, really bad sick right away.
I mean, stupid sick.
I love you.
I mean, till death do you part sick. Yeah. We were like, if we make it through this, we can make it through anything.
That's right. You got socked with real life right away, so it's all good, man. It just builds character.
We might as well have been handed a baby.
Yeah, seriously. Here you go. You got
have
this.
Have fun.
It's all good. All right. We got another regular poster, but he had a good question. Mark Boucher, what music is in current rotation on your iPod or whatever music player you use right now? I like these questions because they're not necessarily game related, but it's I like them because we can talk about what we're doing.
Yeah.
What am I playing? Right now, in the car, I'm playing The Nightmare Before Christmas for Piper because it's Halloween, and that's one of my favorite.
Nice.
It's one of my favorite movies for Halloween. I love Tim Burton movies. And then when I work, I just kind of I go to Mixcloud.com, and there's a bunch of like DJ sets and all kinds of stuff, and I just listen to either house music, drum and bass, or hip hop, whatever, because I don't. Like when I'm working, I just need some background music. So that's what I listen to a lot. Sometimes I'll listen to some DJ Premier Radio. Sometimes I'll listen to some house music. So I'm kind of all over the place. I like listening to anything and everything.
Nice. Hall?
The last Daft Punk record, the new one. I was listening to that a bunch lately.
That's great.
that's the song I skip.
I can't stand that song.
He's jaded now because
I'm serious. Like if you listen to the rest of the record, there are so much better songs.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Yeah,
Paul isn't up.
Like
all
I don't know why
lucky.
They would pick that as the single.
Because it's Pharrell.
Okay, probably.
That's exactly why they did it.
And Pharrell's having a good. Pharrell had a good summer.
He's had a good year.
Golly.
I guess.
He came out of no place.
I mean, I've been listening to a lot of old stuff. Fleetwood Mac.
Nice.
Let's see. I like listening to Boston, Foreigner. A lot
kicking
of classic
it.
Rock. And
yeah,
then
you're
like,
kicking it classic.
Well, sometimes because at work I listen to Spotify almost all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go over to like the 90s playlists or something.
Yep.
Those are the
you
best.
Know, Stone Temple Pilots, yeah. Blues Traveler.
John
go.
Cicada. Yeah.
Kenny G.
I would love to see Hall listening to John Cicada.
It'd be amazing.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, he had a huge song in the 90s.
Yes, he did.
I don't want to miss trying to find exactly what I missed. Oh, my gosh. Just another day. Oh, my gosh.
Just another day without you.
Paul's going back and forth listening to Joss Cicada and Wilson Phillips.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a podcaster and like a Nat King Cole. If it's not Nat King Cole, then it's like John Legend, and I like R&B, so I listen to.
That's awesome. So.
Oh, I will say, last night I put Jungle Boogie on and listened to it real
course.
Loud.
Of course.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
There you
that's,
go.
Yeah, that's great. A great song.
That is a great
if
song.
If you can sit still during those kind of songs, there's something wrong with
You're
you.
You're a robot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I listened to Bela Fleck, too, but...
And the Flecktones, baby.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Flecktones.
Oh, yeah. And I was... Every time I play them, Krista's like, this is too funky. Because they get pretty funky.
They get dirty.
Oh, stupid funky.
Downright dirty.
So because white people think all black people look the exact same, there was another time where I was hanging out and they were like, hey, you're Joseph Wooten, right? And I was like, no, I'm not Joseph Wooten. Who's in the Flecktones? He's like, "Oh, are you Joseph's older brother?" I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Hey, your
older
black,
brother. You just went from one black guy to another black guy.
Just go down the line, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up with that? That's hilarious. What?
He's like Chris Tucker. No, Chris Rock. Uh-uh.
Hey, you're black. Do you remind me of this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
I like when they're like, no, I got a lot of black friends. Hey, another thing, I was watching Cops the other night, and I'm like, why you bring up Cops when you're talking to me? Golly.
Oh, good times.
This crackhead was stealing a television? I'm like, mm-hmm.
Are you related?
Yeah, do you know him? His name was Jerome. Was that your cousin? No. Brother? No. Dad? No.
All right, you're killing me. All right, let's keep going. We got Kyle S. Hall. With work and family, I only play a few hours a week. So,
Hall, is that
like...
your cousin?
Sure.
Yeah, Hall, is that your cousin?
I was just trying to flip the script.
No, it was perfect. That was perfect. Okay, so I only play a few hours a week, so games like Red Dead Redemption, Fallout 3, Mass Effect 2 took forever. I begin to lose interest, not because they weren't great, but that it was hard to stay invested over such a long time.
Sure.
Games like the Uncharted series, The Last of Us, and Dead Space 2 all had what I consider a perfect playtime for the type of schedule I live. With kids, wives, and 9-to-5s, are you ever relieved when a game has a shorter playtime? That is a great question.
Yeah, great, great question.
I'm going through that right now with Mass Effect 2. For me, I don't mind if they're stupid long. Like, I'm expecting Mass Effect to be, well, massive. I don't lose interest in it. Because what ends up happening is if I get invested in a game, I get really excited about it. So now I want to play more and more of it. So I'm getting up like an hour earlier so I can play a little bit more. So I kind of get obsessive compulsive that way. But it is nice, like The Last of Us and Uncharted. I agree. I think those are perfect play times as well. It's just all in how you can schedule your game time in. Yeah. And, you know, so I can see it both ways that it could take forever. Like GTA 5 with all that open world, like I wouldn't sleep at that point, you know? So it's just one of those things. So I do like, it is a relief when there is a shorter game that comes along.
That's like, still great. Yeah.
Yeah. Like even BioShock Infinite, when I played, I'm like, man, that went really fast. So it was, you know, it's kind of refreshing.
And like I've noticed too that I love games so much that I will sacrifice to play them more.
Yes.
So
exactly.
It's one of those things like in my life, unless I'm just having a crazy week, and I'm sure this guy's busy, and you know, so I'm not probably saying anything he hasn't considered, but like I know that sometimes when I start getting busy and I start like not playing as much, I'm like, okay. I love video games.
Yep.
So I like recenter myself and like, you know, okay, what can I give up here and there so I can like dive further into this stuff? And then, you know, too, with the podcast, I want to stay and at least try to stay as up to date as my wallet will allow.
Right.
And so, you know, there's that added pressure of the podcast that a lot of people don't have. But even before like the getting up earlier or the staying up a little bit later and putting everybody to bed, you know, just so I can play those longer games without them getting stale. Cause I totally agree. If you're playing something just in little 30-minute segments,
yeah, it's
something
not
like
worth
Red
it.
Dead Redemption, you're like, oh, okay, forget this. I don't, you know, I
yeah,
can't even tell what's going
it.
On. Yeah. What about you, Hall?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the shorter games typically just because sometimes it'll be like a week before I get time to go back to a game.
Yeah.
And when I really like it when the wife is busy, because then I can kind of just hammer through something.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, you know, it really, like when she went to go see her mom, I mean, I hammered out BioShock Infinite. If
right.
BioShock Infinite was like Fallout, I probably wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's just that it's always a chess game with time. You know,
it
time
really is.
Is never on your side, so you just have to figure out what you need to do, especially if you like the game, like, you know, you'll make some time or sacrifice some time to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Yep.
I mean, nice. I don't think I could get up any earlier than I do now.
Right.
But
right.
Exactly.
If that's what it took, I mean.
But yeah.
I typically just game on the weekends. So.
Yeah. I'm doing it now. Like I'm setting my alarm at least 30 to 45 minutes early, even an hour earlier, so I can just get some more time in because I'm so invested in this game and I like this game. I mean, you do that kind of stuff. And I've got a busy work week anyway. It's just like, forget it. Who cares? I like doing this and I love games so much that I'll sacrifice it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Really good question.
Yep. Yeah. Mike Fowler on Facebook also said, when is Router going to say hi on the forum?
that's a really good question.
So here's the deal.
I forgot you registered.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the deal. I'm not a forum person. I'm a web designer, right? So I should. I go to forums when I need help with coding, scripting, that kind of
broke.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a resource. But I very rarely actively participate. I will get on there eventually, but I'd rather just say hi in person to you guys while we're on the podcast. So hi, everybody. But yes, I will jump on the forum. But it's just not like I haven't.
It's not the first thing you think of because you're
not
a forum
yet.
Guy.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I had to kind of switch mentalities too, because this is my first forum, being involved with in this way. And I had to like kind of switch my, you know, click my brain over to like, okay, we're like conversating here. It's like long form instant messaging is how I had to like look at it. And, I've really enjoyed it. It's been really cool.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Michael Stephen Fraser. This is an interesting one. Ever since news of the electronics manufacturer Foxconn's debacle, which involved unpaid college interns being forced to work overtime in production of Sony's upcoming PS4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How have your personal, moral, / ethical compasses been tested in your decision to either support or oppose the future release of the new console or other consumer-grade electronics like Apple, Google, Vizio?
Let me tell you something. Every company uses Foxconn.
You wouldn't buy anything ever.
That's exactly right. I think
every company pretty much uses these companies that abuse labor laws.
Yeah, so. And it's just one of those unfortunate things. And you know, it really is. It doesn't necessarily persuade me one way or another because I know they all kind of do it. And it's just a way for them to keep their profit margins high. So. It's kind of the nature of the beast, and if you're used to it, I guess we're just kind of desensitized to it because everybody does it. And that's not an excuse. I think people should be compensated for any work that they do, but I don't think it's really going to sway me either way.
Yeah.
It really, really sucks that companies like that do that because I can't speak for everyone, but I would pay more money so that this stuff didn't have to happen.
Yeah, I don't really care. Perfectly fine paying a couple extra dollars or whatever if that means that these people get paid and get paid fairly.
Yeah, I mean, of course, in a perfect world, that's what I would love to happen, that nobody was selfish, nobody was just trying to push product out of the door, that people cared. But in reality, and it is hard because somebody does get a target on their back when all of a sudden something comes out. I was like, look what's going on. But you're like, man, zoom out and look what's going on everywhere. You'd be depressed and not want to buy anything and just go live on a farm and feed yourself, you know.
Exactly. Really great question.
Yeah, I mean it really is because every consumer electronic item has to be produced in such mass quantity now that this is why they do those things. Like either they, you know, don't hire enough people or they're trying to meet a deadline or something crazy. So they're working people just ragged. You know?
It's unfortunate.
They make millions of iPhones and millions of consoles. And you don't really think about how much a million is until you like think about a million PlayStations or a million Xboxes. That's a lot.
Yep. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And they all have intricate parts and they all have, you know, there's all kinds of factors that are considered in the building of each one. So yeah, it's nuts.
It is really crazy.
Good question. Lucas Ham Swisher, I'm an American that is living in Brazil. So between both countries, I celebrate a lot of holidays. Yet I have recently realized that there are little to no video game holidays. So if you could declare a holiday in the name of video games, what would you be celebrating? Mine would be National Couch Co-op Day because games bring people together.
I love that. Freaking awesome,
Lucas. I love that.
That's great.
National Couch Co-op Day. Let's do that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, shoot. What would mine be? Mine would be
Shoot Your Neighbor in the Head Day.
Headshot Day. I like the couch part of it. It'd be like National Couch Headshot Day. I'll go with that. That sounds great.
Gosh, that's great. That's great. I have no idea what I'd want to celebrate. I'd want to celebrate I don't know, man. Gosh, that's a really good question.
Right? I think in the future, man, we need to celebrate a National Mario Kart Day.
I know. I think just video games in general should be celebrated for what they've done for the economy, what they've done for imagination, you know, for bringing things to life with, you know, just the how fast that technology has grown. Because you got to remember, Pong wasn't that long ago.
It was like the
stuff before Pong, I mean, was crazy, crazy simple. And it took these men and these women that were like, oh, we can do better. We can do better. We can do better. Let's tell a story. Let's blah, blah, blah. Let's have characters you care about. And how fast it's grown, you know, trying to keep up with technology. I think something just should be an overarching, you know, the day of games and you know, how awesome this thing is. I mean, they make more. I mean, we have all these music festivals and blah, blah, blah. Video games make more money than all that. Film festivals. Oh, that's fine. Video games make more money than all of that put together.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm. It's a really good point. I love that. Hall, what's yours, man? I'm dying to know.
Well, when you actually were talking about the question, I was thinking about like video game history stuff. Like, I would think that they would make a day honoring, you know, the release of the Famicom or something like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because right. It kind of revived games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like console gaming.
Big time.
No, that's very cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking they would do, something like that. So,
awesome question.
Maybe they could have like a national play a PC game day. Because not enough console gamers do that.
Or you could also do, or national play inverted controller.
Yeah, exactly. We need to keep that alive.
I'd enjoy that day.
You would get a lot of Smash controllers, man. That's for sure.
You know what? Speaking of that, like what Hall said, like just a national play something not on your console day. Go play an Xbox game. Go play a PlayStation game for Xbox guys. Go play a Nintendo game, Hall. Go play a PC game, you know, like you're saying.
Hey, I still play the Game Boy.
you do? Go.
Pocket. Yeah, Game Boy Pocket.
Nice.
That's awesome. All right, how much time we got? Because I'm just now getting to Twitter questions.
I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. Hall. Yeah, let's try to lightning round these.
Okay, we'll lightning round these. Here we go. At Strudels 89. The real question, everyone's on everyone's mind, which of one of you guys gave in and got a Vita or 3DS this week?
Oh, gosh.
I'm actually thinking about selling some of my stuff and getting a Vita. Like
me too.
Some of my game stuff.
I'm in talks with someone to get a Vita.
All right, so we're still in negotiations.
I want one bad. Bad.
All right.
I want one pretty bad, so... I don't know if I kind of want the new one, though, because they said, like, the new one uses, like, a non-proprietary cable, and...
But the only
again,
thing is...
the screen looks better on the first one.
Yeah, the battery life's better on the new one, they said, and it's going to come in a bunch of different colors, but do we know when it's coming here yet?
I guess we really don't. And the new one's supposed to have... you're supposed to be able to change the battery, too, right?
I'll tell you this, though. I put it on Twitter and asked everybody... Nobody said to get the second generation one.
Everybody was like, that's just because of the screen.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
who's that? Is that Piper?
Piper just joined the. She just joined the podcast.
Oh,
Piper, are you getting a Vita or a 3DS?
Yeah, I know. Poor Lauren, she's got to run to a class, and she woke up early. Holy cow! It's 8 o'clock. She's usually not up for like another 30, 45 minutes. Hi, sweet girl. You want to say hi? Can you say hi? You say hi to everybody? No. No,
it's all right. Next time. Happen. She's like, I don't know. There's those strange people out there.
This is all weird. Okay. Adam Pewitt, at Adam Pewitt. With Halloween coming up, it's time to play some scary games. What are some of your favorite Halloween favorites?
None of them. I'm just kidding.
Alan, yeah, I don't wait. Play Doom 3, honestly.
Dead Space.
I know it's not that great, but I want to play it.
Yeah. I liked Alan Wake a lot.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I could check that out, too.
That was a scary game, boy, for me. Ooh.
All right, here we go. At Leto 76, with Watch Dogs delayed, what's your most anticipated game left to come out this year?
Ooh, Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost for you. AC4 for me, with hesitation, because I was burned last time, and I'm looking forward to playing it. I don't want to be disappointed.
I kind of want to check out AC4, so.
I do want to check it out, but I'm more looking forward to Ghost.
At WJ Long 3, do you think that Ubisoft pushing Watch Dogs does that weaken your interest in a PS4 or Xbone at launch?
Nope.
Actually, that's probably when I'll get the PS4, because think about it, in the spring we'll also have, for me, because I'm going to get a PS4, it'll be Second Son and Watch Dogs.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
That's a great spring.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That's a great spring.
Oh, yes, spring.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'll get one in the summertime, probably.
Yeah. And Gabe will already have his.
Heck yeah. Mine will probably have broken by then, and I have had to send it back to Sony for some whatever reason.
That's right. At Dev A. Tyus, what next-gen feature are you excited about most on either system? For me, it's just better graphics. Like, we're getting a pimped-out console, finally. And I know all your PC gamers are like, well, we've had that for years. But, you know, we're finally getting good graphics cards, good CPUs, good RAM. You know, I'm just excited to see how amazing these games are going to look.
I'm excited about, and I've actually dogged this at first, but I am a little excited. Hey, uh-oh. Piper.
Hey.
I'm excited about, like, the social aspect of it, like the cross-game chat and stuff like that. Like, just the fact that they're starting to open those doors up. And I know Hall said that's ridiculous, but... you know, at the same time, I think that, like, I don't know. I've so enjoyed watching my friends list grow. So I'm like, man, shoot, I would want to holler at somebody every now and then, or somebody say, oh, what up, Gabe? Kids, Wives, and 9 to 5. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. And, you know,
yeah, that'll be cool.
That'd be cool if we could do Married to the Games, like party chat things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Get to it.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
But yeah, I mean, they've had cross game chat on the Xbox for a while. Real quick, I wanted to say they have a video out there kind of showing off the friends features of the Xbox One. It really makes me realize that they need to reach for something else next gen. I think that the game streaming is the most interesting thing to me. So
yeah,
I want to see it happen and see it be good.
Yep. That'd be awesome.
That too. Yeah. Them introducing the old, how they're going to do with Gaikai and what Microsoft is going to pull off with the old stuff. I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. I want to see it.
And the remote play with the Vita. Oh,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Final question at Hardwick Family. Hey guys, what is Gabe going to cosplay as at E3 2014?
Darius Rucker.
Yeah,
Darius
I was going to say Lee from Walking Dead is what I'm cosplaying.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
If we get to go, I'm hoping that all three of us get to go to E3 this year.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
I hope so.
That's a big goal of ours.
Yes.
And I don't know what that means or what that takes. But we really want to go, and I think that'd be awesome if all three of us could be there. It'd be incredible.
We should just tell our fans, you know, just come to the forums. If you haven't been there before, come check it out. You can register with one click for Facebook or Twitter. Yep. And just come hang out with us at the forum, because that's going to be the thing that kind of helps us get to that point to get to go to E3 and go to PAX and all that stuff. So
yep,
sweet,
and cover stuff for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So come hang out with us.
Yeah, that's all. Tell your friends to listen. Spread the word about our little podcast and our little community we got going.
That's right. You tell them.
That's right. Tell them, Piper. Tell them to come to the forums.
That's right. That's a wrap, folks.
Piper
Thank
will
you
probably
so much.
Post before Router posts.
Yeah, probably.
It'll just be like a bunch of just keystrokes. Like
just keystrokes, yeah.
They'll be like, hey, guys, Imperisk Thompson 387 Klemsner Imperisk and asterisk sign.
Be like,
are you
Piper,
do that,
watch
honey?
Your mouth.
I think you're going to do that. Yeah, right. She's got a potty mouth on her.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for those questions, everybody. Love it. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. And as we wrap up, we always want to leave you guys with a question that you guys can answer for us. And the question for this week is, what game do you continually go back to? I notice that sometimes when I'm done playing, you know, Beyond, or I beat something, and that little interim before you start something else, what game is there that you kind of like always go back to? Mine is NBA Jam. For some reason, if it's late at night, if it's early in the morning, for some reason, I can always just pick up NBA Jam and just play two games real quick, and I continually go back to that game. So what games do you continually go back to, even though maybe you've beaten them, or they're just quick pick up and plays on your console? Let us know. Use hashtag answer MTTG. And that's it. I think we're all done. We're spent.
That's been a wrap.
It's been a good morning. It's raining here, but still the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
It is fall, people. It is fall.
Sounds like we're going to have to do another fireside chat.
Oh,
it's coming up, baby.
That's right.
We should do our next video podcast around a fire.
That's a great idea.
Something.
That'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
That would be fun.
I'm Gabe Patillo. That's Timothy Hall. That is Tim Router. And guess what? We are married to the games, and we up out this thing. Peace!